You're listening to SBS News.
As India grapples with its almost 27,000 cases of coronavirus, a million people have been moved to safety as Cyclone Yaas approaches. It's expected to battle Odisha and West Bengal and likely to cause widespread damage, with one fisherman saying COVID-19 has already caused enough suffering. But in the past 24 hours, India recorded its lowest daily number of coronavirus infections in nearly 6 weeks. It's a sign of hope that the country's devastating second wave of infections is easing. But government officials say vaccine shortages are a big concern. The European Union is a little less worried. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU expects to have received more than a billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines by the end of September.
So we are on track to reach our goal to have enough doses being delivered to vaccinate 70% of the adult population in the European Union by the end of July. This is all the more important as we progress with reopening our societies and in particular as we progress in facilitating freedom of movement across the European Union.
Ms. von der Leyen says technology for a digital vaccination certificate will be ready in time for the summer holiday season.
We're very happy that the political agreement last week has taken place. It marks a major milestone in this respect. Citizens will now be able to use a mutually recognized certificate wherever they travel in the European Union. The IT infrastructure is ready at EU level as of June 1st.
EU leaders also agreed to donate at least 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to poorer nations by the end of the year as supplies steadily rise across Europe.
We are working on an initiative to invest 1 billion euro from Team Europe to develop vaccine manufacturing in Africa, the capacity itself in Africa. It's a specific initiative with our African partners, an initiative not only for the production, so to build up the manufacturing capacities, but also for skills development, for the management of the supply chain, or for example, the necessary regulatory framework through the African Medicines Agency.
It's an initiative that could help address inequality in vaccine distribution, which the Africa Centres for Disease Control and Prevention says is an issue. Deputy Director Ahmed Ogwell says the World Health Organization's plan to vaccinate 10% of the populations of all countries by September is feasible.
If vaccine nationalism is to be addressed, if the many policies of restricting export of vaccines were to be lifted, if the vaccines that are being produced were to be immediately distributed to where it is needed the most, achieving 10% by September is possible. In fact, we can surpass it because production is going on 24/7. The issue is getting those vaccines to those who need it.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus shares this sense of urgency for countries to work together. A report by an independent panel criticised the WHO for waiting too long to declare the coronavirus outbreak as an emergency. Dr. Tedros says countries were inconsistent when implementing the international health regulations on notifying disease outbreaks.
One of the greatest drivers of this pandemic has been the lack of international solidarity and sharing. Sharing data, sharing information, sharing pathogens, sharing technology, and sharing resources. We can only address that fundamental weakness with a binding commitment between nations to provide a solid foundation for enhanced cooperation.
A leading scientist on the WHO's COVID-19 mission said a follow-up trip to China would be helpful to further investigate the origins of the virus, but it should be separate from information provided by Beijing. Mexico will receive its first batches of locally produced AstraZeneca vaccines this week, and it will send half the consignment to its production partner, Argentina. Argentine President Alberto Fernandez says the accomplishment marks a milestone for both countries' independence.
That agreement will allow Mexicans and Argentines to join forces, work together to have vaccines for Mexicans and Argentines, but also for all our Latin American brothers. I receive it with great joy because it is independence to be able to make our vaccines, from being able to have our vaccines, from not having to go around asking the world to listen to us in order to bring immunity to our people from this cursed virus that has done us so much damage.
The initiative, launched to distribute 150 million doses across Latin America, represents a hope for many countries in the region struggling to source enough vaccine supplies. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.